Gemini sun signs and Gemini rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for June 2019. And the bulk of this month is spent with the sun in Gemini. It's your birth season. So a very happy birthday, gemstones, all of you out there, even the risings, to kind of celebrate this arrival point in the wheel of your year. And coming out of May and this high priestess energy, this wasn't necessarily an energy that's like seamlessly synced up to your factory settings. The notion of stillness, of introversion, of really taking the time to get quiet inside the self can sometimes be a growing edge for you. There is this impulse in your energy that's all about exchange. It's all about going out, sampling, tasting, to then go back in. And the month of May was really a profound invitation to see what kind of knobs you could play with on your sort of system, your feedback system, to really amplify again your inner voice, this private karaoke booth of a month. And you're perfectly poised now to move into the energy of the card for June, which is the Three of Cups. And this is a flowering open. This is a fluorescence. This is an availability to contact the world again in a really profound way. All of the threes in the tarot are connected to the Empress card. And this is the energy of the unfurling of the petals, the dilation of the body, the opening of the lips and other kinds of orifices in the body in all sorts of sensational ways. And sometimes this card is connected to or taught as connected to the sense of community or a sense of kind of platonic love. And yes, that is one octave of expression of this card. And there's also an offering for you in the month of June that kind of amplifies that understanding. And it's really about the availability, you know, more than any other sign in the zodiac, you are kind of the tapas platter sampler. You're available to go out and kind of look at the whole range of flavor and color and sensation in the world and combine these flavors in new ways. And so the really at the root of the invitation of the month of June is the sensation of being available to bust open and burst open your concept of what love is. There's, you know, whatever you've inherited about it, whatever you think about romantic love, whatever even your relationship experiences and patterns have been, either in romantic love, in friendship, in partnerships, professional partnerships, this is the month to really become a channel for a sensation of connection that just wants to come through you without judgment. You know, the song that I always hear when I pull this card is Mary J. Blige's Real Love. And I really encourage you to question and be open to be surprised to what real love looks like for you this month. It may be something that flies in the face of your inherited narratives, your previous patterns, to really just be available to connect, to relate in any way that kind of arises in the landscape, and to use your characteristic curiosity to keep your channel open and be ready to be surprised. So wishing you a really delightful month of June, and I will speak with you in July.